Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
The Platters, the lilting voice of Terry Williams. 17 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, Joel Barker, one of the top futurists of our time, author of so many books telling you what's coming at you from the future, Five Reasons of the Future, but also my favorite, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. That's a book and a film that you need to own both of those, folks, and you won't let them get away. You won't put them in your library wall. You'll keep it on your desk. Joel, thanks again for being here. There is a paradigm shift technology that you're excited about. I want you to tell us about it, and that is literally making electricity out of thin air. How in the heck does this work?
That's right, and I've been watching for paradigms for 40 years now, and every once in a while, one hits me right between the eyes, and I go, oh, my goodness, I cannot believe I'm reading this. And this is this one. It's, by the way, done at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. Mm-hmm. This is an American paradigm shift. It's our own people, though the professors who did it were foreign students, so we got the global plus the local tied together. And what they've done is figured out a way to create electricity out of thin air by using what are called protein nanowires. Mm-hmm. Now, why don't you just listen to that word for a minute? Protein suggests what, Jim? If I said protein, what do you think about
the word? Biological.
Biological, absolutely. Yes. Nanowires, what do you think about?
Electricity, physical.
But not biology.
No. That's right. No, some kind of a conduit, electric metal conduit,
right.
Metals,
copper or,
something like
or
that.
Silver
yeah.
or something
yeah.
very thin. No. It's
and very
all
small.
Biological, and it's produced by a bacteria. The factory is a bacteria.
More bio.
Am I shaking your paradigm?
You are.
And what happens is, if you do it right, and do it right means they literally discovered accidentally a way to hook up the connection, so to speak, in any air, including the Sahara Desert. Mm. The protein wires, arranged properly, will pull electricity by pulling it from the water in the air.
Wow.
In the humidity in the air. Now, you were just joking with me that down in Alabama you got plenty of humidity. I haven't read yet whether there is a proportionality there, but they did say it will work in the Sahara Desert.
Wow.
And what it means is, and this is why this is so important, the very first transistor was very ineffective, mm-hmm. but it worked.
Yeah.
We're looking at the equivalent of that first stage mm-hmm. right now. Think about every wall. Think about roads. Think about surfaces that you could put this on mm-hmm. that you don't have to do anything other than put it on and connect the wires, so mm-hmm. to speak, and you are now generating electricity.
Yeah. It's just a supplement, even if in the beginning
yeah.
it's just you're just supplementing maybe 5% or 10% or something like that. But I live on the water. I live on a lake, and we have a lot more humidity than people have 3 miles away. And so this could be very effective where I live in my house. I can tell you that.
The thing is, it's accessible to everyone.
Yeah. And if they can get it to the point where they can componentize it, make it into some kind of a little package. Are you there, Joel? I'm here. Did we lose you? What happened to Joel there? Anyway, so think about that, folks. We'll get Joel back on the line. Folks, this is live radio. You know how that works. Sometimes things work, sometimes they don't. But now think about this, folks. Now, we've talked over the years, Joel has brought us a lot of ideas about how to generate electricity in different ways. And this is another one of those. Think about the humidity in the air where you are. Now, if you're in Tucson, it might not be such a good thing. But if you're, because you got a trouble, if you're in the Southeast where humidity is the name of the game, I mean, it's humid all the time. Ask the women who fix their hair and they don't, the humidity frizzes their hair up. They don't like that. So think about that. And this, Joel, are you back? I was just telling them about.
I'm back here.
You're in Arizona. Said, yeah. You're in Arizona right now in Phoenix.
No, I'm back in Minnesota.
Are you back in Minnesota? But when you are in Arizona, the humidity electricity generator might be a little bit different than it is in Minnesota.
It may be, and that's what's interesting is if it's just surface area, then there's plenty of surface area to put it on. But here's the thing: we don't know, but what we do know is we can do it.
Yeah.
So step one is this is not only plausible as a hypothesis; it's they've made it, they've done it,
mm-hmm.
and they've
this,
got
this is not a, it's not on the drawing board; it's actually done it. So that's coming up. We'll keep you posted on that. Real quick, how are we going to save the world by feeding them differently? Can you give us a quick 30-second view of that?
I'm just going to say that this is what should have happened with our pandemic. People in Europe have been spending time looking forward at least 15 years, 20 years for food production in the world, and they've concluded that if it's done properly, we can feed 10.2 billion people healthy and still keep the world sustainable.
Vertical farming? Not.
It is taking the soil that we have right now, and what I wrote down. You and I think the same way. I wrote no vertical farms in this hypothesis. So if you add the vertical farms to it, it becomes really easy.
Wow, 20 to 1. Yeah. Joel, hold on to that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to get Joel's perspective on the pandemic scenario we've got going on right now. We don't want to do without that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.